Give God a hand clap. I love it. That's why we come to church. Listen, why are we in church? I want to get in His presence. Come on, somebody. Because in His presence is the fullness of joy, the Bible says. Aren't you glad to be in God's house this morning? Amen. I just felt a little bit of extended worship. Thank you, Pastor Marie, and all of us. But welcome. It's your first time to Freedom House. My name is Josiah. I'm the lead pastor of Freedom House Church. One church, multiple locations, Fullerton, Irvine, online, Espanol, and soon coming to Anaheim. That's right. Give God a clap. So good to see y'all. Welcome to our Irvine campus. What's up, Irvine? And today I'm going to continue the thought that we've been on out of Isaiah 54. We've been going verse by verse, actually word by word. But grab your Bibles. Let's go back there. Isaiah chapter 54. And it's a series of messages that we've been on for the new year where we've been believing that, and knowing that God is going to stretch us. I got one amen as people still fighting that word. Come on, I said, God's going to stretch you. Amen. But that stretch is going to be a good stretch. It's going to be a stretch that's going to help us grow into the things of God. So as we remain standing for the reading of God's word, go with me to Isaiah chapter 54. We're going to go through verse 1 through, actually, let's go from verse 2 through verse 4, the first sentence here. Here's how the Bible reads. It says, the Lord tells His people through the prophet Isaiah, He says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtain wide. Someone say, stretch me, Lord. Say, stretch my neighbor, Lord. Come on now, stretch me, Lord. It says, do not hold back. How many believe this year we ain't gonna hold back for God? How many know this year we're just gonna go all in for Jesus, right? He says, do not hold back. Now here it comes, lengthen your cords and strengthen your strength. God wants to lengthen you and strengthen you. Why? To expand you. And He also wants to have us dig deeper in Him. We're going to break this down in weeks to come. He says, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess of nations and settle in their desolate cities. And these last words, He says, do not be afraid. Don't fear this. Don't be afraid of God growing you. Don't be afraid of Him stretching you. Because a God stretch always leads to strength. Amen. I want to talk to you today. I'm really going to focus today on the next word. So we're talking about don't hold back. Talked about stretch. Now we're talking about lengthening cords. And I want to talk to you from the thought of expanding what is possible. Expanding what is possible. Let's pray. Bow your heads with me. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the privilege. So many people in a lot of places in the world don't have the privilege of gathering and worshiping. They have to do it underground and they got to do it hidden. I have Christian missionary friends that are in the Middle East and they got to hide because they'll literally be put to death for worshiping. But God, here we have this freedom to worship you. So God, thank you that we can honor you, grow us, and let us not take this moment for granted, Father. But speak to us, build us up, encourage us, God, so that we may become the men and women that you have called us to be, Father. We came here today not to hear the word of man, but to hear the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Someone say amen. Give God one more clap. You may be seated. And tell somebody next to you, tell somebody next to you. Just let them know. Say, God has more ways than you think. Just say that. He has more ways of doing it than you think. Like, have you figured out that God has options that you don't know? Like, isn't it interesting that sometimes we think like we're out of options because we're out of options. We're like, God, there's no way this can happen. And Lord's like, so you think like I can only do what you think I can do. The Bible says that His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Like God sees things from a perspective that we never see things from. Like we'll see things from one perspective, but God sees it from like an elevated perspective. So, you know, like today is playoff Sunday, and I see some jerseys in the room. You know, if you don't come to church, your team might not win. So, good thing you came to church. Amen. That's right. Good thing you came. I'm just letting you know. But, you know, it's like in the game, when a quarterback is there, he sees the game from one perspective. And the quarterbacks in the NFL, they actually have radios in their helmets, and you'll see them do this because they're hearing the coach who's, or the offensive coordinator who's at a higher elevated position. And he sees something he doesn't see. All he sees is people coming at him from the left, the right, all this. And they'll say, no, I see your opposition doing something that you don't see. And they got to listen to what the skybox is saying. You see, oftentimes we get confused on what's being thrown at us. And God's like, you need to do this. Come on, somebody. You need to quiet out the noise. And God says, I'm trying to tell you an option that you don't see. Because there's more than what God has ways that we do not see. And we have to expand what we think is possible. And we have to trust that with God. And I want to talk about that today because we've been talking about how God is going to stretch us, how God's going to grow us, God's going to develop us. And I don't want you to receive that like I'm just trying to give you some hype or, you know, some trying to give you a fortune cookie, which, by the way, that's demonic. We don't believe in that stuff, okay? Amen. I believe in the Word of God. Someone say amen. Amen. You don't need to get no cookies. Just open your Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Someday, one day, it's going to be a good day. Someday, one day. I don't need no someday, one day. I need better direction than that. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. Amen. This ain't going to be blessed. Amen. So God, I'm not trying to just give you hype. I'm trying to give you hope. And the Bible says that we have this hope that is an anchor to our soul, that is firm and secure. We're people not of hope. We're not hopeless people. We're people that have a hope that the world didn't give us, a hope that fuels us to knowing that we're on God's plan. Amen. And so I really want to talk about this, how God has options, because one thing I know about the God that we serve, that he's doing in my life, that I know he's doing in your life, is that he's always speaking to us in steps. He's always speaking to us. Yes, he'll give you a vision of a big thing, but God will always break it down into steps. And if we're not careful, if I'm not careful, I'll want to get to step 10, but go from 1 to 10. And sometimes God's like, you ain't going to skip 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Come on, somebody. There's steps. And I really want to become, I want to minister very practical today, okay? I love inspiring, and I love how the Word of God inspires us, but the Word of God also at times is very practical, because God will oftentimes show you your next step for the next stretch, for the enlarging. He says, lengthen your course. So we say lengthen and strengthen. And this was a metaphor. I got my analogy up here. This was a metaphor where God was saying, what I want to do in your life, you don't have the capacity to hold it right now. So the Lord was saying, what I need you to do is I need you to lengthen. In other words, this would be like their home, the tents that they would maybe. He says, I need you to lengthen it and make it bigger than what it is. Because all of us have a metaphorical, proverbial rope in our lives. And you know what it's called? It's not your first point. Write it down. It's called potential. 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 What is potential? It's unrealized successes in your life. The Bible says that God is omnipotent. What does that mean? God holds all potential inside of him. He's omnipotent, potent, potential. It comes from the root word potent, that there's untapped things that God put inside of you. I'm not talking about earth. I'm talking about the kingdom of God is within you, the Bible says. And the omnipotent God, the God of all potential, God can do anything, anytime, any place, anywhere, with anyone and anybody. Come on, somebody. So we have, this would be potential. And I don't want to be the guy that just lives with a bunch of potential but never stretches it out. But what I know about the God we serve is that this happens in steps. Someone say steps. Point number one, write this down, then we're gonna read this verse here, is this, write this down. It's God leads us, or God leads one step at a time. How does God lead? One step at a time. And I don't want you to get overwhelmed with step 9 today. I don't want you to get overwhelmed with step 10. I want you to identify step 2, because you already took step 1. You came to church today. Come on, clap, 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 clap. You took that first step. You're like, man, these blankets feel extra warm on Sunday morning. And I rebuke you, blankets. Come out the grave, right? It's like, I want to stay home. And you're like, no, I'm going to take that step. So you're already taking those steps because you're here. I want to applaud you. I want to encourage you. You're winning. Tell your neighbor, say, we're winning. We're winning. We're winning. You're winning. You're winning already. No matter what your team does today, you're already winning in Jesus, all right? You're winning. But let's read this verse, Psalms chapter 37, verse 23. Watch what the Bible says. Someone say the Bible says. It says, the Lord, put that in the King James Version, please. King James Version, King James Version. It says, the Lord, it says, the steps of a good man, okay? The Bible says this. What are they? They are ordered by the Lord. Someone say they're ordered. Other translation says, make firm, because God, it's like, think of like when you're walking, there are certain rocks that will sink, but certain rocks that will be made firm. And God says, I've ordered for you certain ones that are going to hold you up. And you got to know which step to take, because some steps you'll slip. God says, I order, says the steps of a good man or a good woman. Whenever you see the word man in this context, ladies, it's not talking about male, it's talking about mankind. Okay, so the steps of a good mankind, that means male and female, it says are ordered by the Lord. Okay, it says God orders those steps, and it says, and he delights in their way. So here's what you got to know is that God has ordered some steps for you to take. And you have to find the application of what that is, because it's different from everyone. There are steps that God has ordered for you. Now, I want to encourage you, because there are steps God orders for you, you don't order for yourself. Hello, somebody. Because there are going to be times you're going to set the menu of your call with God, and he doesn't tell you, he doesn't give you a menu, he tells you a seat at the table. And God says, I'm going to order for you. That's how he rolls. Like when I go out to eat, my wife looks at me and says, hey, what are you ordering? I said, I'm ordering what I like. She'll be like, because I kind of want that. And if you order that, I can hang half of that. And I'm going to order what I like. You can order what you like. And whatever you want, girl, it's all you. Okay? But how many know we have a preference of what we want to order? But God doesn't roll like that. God's like, have a seat, and I'm going to order some things for you. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. You're like, well, wait a minute. I'll obey you if I can order the steps. God said, that's not how this works. Because the things you would order are not the things I would order. And if you order, you're going to want to go straight to dessert. And Lord knows we don't need no more carbs. Come on, somebody. He says, you're going to order the dessert. You're going to want to order this. God says, but I'm going to order for you broccoli. I'm going to order for you what you really need in your menu, because God says, I see the version of the man that you're going to become. God sees the version of the woman you're going to become. God sees the version of the business. God sees that. He says, I know the Christian. I know the godly version of you. So he's going to order stuff. And let me be honest. Sometimes we're like, wait, I didn't order that, Lord. You ever get, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be some of these things this year, and I'm not here to discourage you. I'm here to encourage you. Okay, like, Pastor, build me up here, man. I'm going to need help. But I promise you, you're going to be surprised by some stuff. And you're going to say, I didn't order this. I didn't decide this. This is the very thing I didn't want. But God says, I've ordered some steps for you that are going to grow you, are going to lengthen, it's going to grow what you think God can do and what God is possible. Because he is better than your Siri GPS. Did you hear what I just said? Some of y'all trust Siri more than you trust the Holy Siri, Holy Spirit. God, I ain't lost. You're like, are you like me where it's like, no, I know a faster way. No, let me show you. I know the back ways. Come on. God knows what he's doing. Come on, someone say, God, you know what you're doing. Say, God, you know what you're doing. Come on, just declare that in this atmosphere. God, you know what you're doing, and I'm not going to fight what it is you're doing. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9 says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. I'm telling you, you listen to me now or listen to me later. Please make your 5-year plan. Please make your 10-year plan. Please have a plan. But I'm telling you right now, God says, I like your plan, but I got a step for you that's going to get you to what your plan is. God, so you can do your vision board, but then God says, I'm going to tell you the steps that are going to take you to where you need to be. Can you trust him in the step? Can you trust him in the step? Can you say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Like, Lord, this is what has come. Maybe you didn't choose it, but you got to look at it as a way that God wants to grow you and develop you, because you're becoming who God has called you to be is going to take steps. I'm telling you right now, just like, got to say it nice. It's the hardest thing to do as a preacher is just take a deep breath and rework your words. You did not become an addict overnight. It took steps. Okay. There were steps that led you to that addiction. But somehow we think it's not going to take steps to become the man of God he's calling me to be. Does that make sense? And we need to realize that to undo certain things that we built the wrong way It's like, I'm fascinated by carpentry and people that are like able to turn a mess and make it beautiful. You know, those home makeover shows where they're like, what can you do with that thing? And it's like, wow, come to my house. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. I'm fascinated of how they can just make it great. But there's one thing I know is that you cannot build on top of something messed up. They have to break it all down, and then they got to rebuild it. God might take you through some breakdown moments this year. I'm not prophesying negative. Some of you are dodging like the Matrix. I ain't receiving that. No, I'm just saying God may have to break some belief systems down this year. He may have to cause you to go another route and say, Lord, because God's like, I'm going to build you, but I'm telling you, trust the Lord, bless the Lord. His ways are good. Come on, say amen, because he's going to lead you to great things. Shout amen. Here's the prayer we all want to say. Psalms 119, 133. The Bible says this. Psalms 119. Watch the Bible. The Bible says, direct my footsteps according to what? Your word. And he says, let no sin rule over me. Say that and say, God, direct my footsteps. Say, according to your word. So God, this year, how I'm going to lengthen and strengthen is I'm going to follow your word and let it develop me so that I can do what you've called me to do. God will show you his will if you surrender your way. He will open the door if you surrender to his word. God will do this. So point number two, write this down. So what do I have to do? I have to have a willingness to trust God's ordered step. You got to have a willingness to trust God's ordered step. Someone say, I trust you, God. Say it one more time. Say, I trust you, God. The sad thing is, we say it, but sometimes we don't always believe it. Hallelujah, right? There might be some of us. I'm not saying all, but we say, I trust you, God. And God's like, oh, yeah, you trust me? Okay. Let go of that person. Well, hold on a second, Lord. Hold on. We've been friends since I was 11. Yeah, but the steps you're rolling, I'm not saying you got to hate the person. But that person is bringing to life part of your flesh that I'm trying to kill. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That person or that atmosphere is feeding what I'm trying to bury. Say it again, I trust you, God. And trusting God means that you let him bury some things in your life. You allow him. You ever heard that saying, you know, don't put a period where God puts a comma. And people love that one. You're all going to write it down. That's so good. Some of you got a t-shirt. Don't put a period, God puts a comma. It's like your slogan, you know, coffee mug. Don't put a period. You know, and they're like, this is so good. I love Christian sayings like that. I really do. But I'm going to flip it on you. You want to know when you really trust God? When you put a period where God's trying to put a, where you are putting a comma where God's trying to put a period. Where God's like, okay, how about that one for you? See, anybody can put that on their wall. Yeah. God's like, why you keep putting a comma where I'm trying to put a period? Why are you trying to put a question mark where I'm trying to put an exclamation point? God's like, I don't know, Lord. God's like, yes. Here, do it with me. Say, yes. Come on. Like this, yes. And we're like, well, I don't know. And you even do it with attitude. I don't know. I don't know, God. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? And God's like, it's finished. Well, hold on a second. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Let me tell you when you know you trust God's steps. You say, God, go ahead. I ain't going to question you. I'm not going to try to continue this. There's certain things in my life that you're trying to put an exclamation point, that you're saying it's done, it's over, it's not who I am. I'm not taking those steps no more in 2024. I am going to take these steps over here because I'm going to lengthen, I'm going to strengthen, and I'm going to, come on somebody, be the man of God or the woman of God you called me to be. Amen. Someone say, I trust you, God. Was that with the question mark or an exclamation point? All right. You'll decide this year. You'll decide because God's going to speak to you on what steps to take. I know God's doing it in your life because he's doing it in my life. He's telling me this is the next order. And some of you know we're believing God for big things. We're going to turn a former Walmart into the house of God. Come on, shout amen right there, okay? Amen. Why should you clap on that? Because what's on this house is going to come on your house. As the house of God begins to expand, I believe your life's going to begin to expand. And if you're connected to this word, then may a hundredfold blessing come to you, and you're going to expand. You're going to go to new territories. You're going to see God do new things. Say amen. Because you can receive what you're connected to. And so we need to trust God. Say, I trust God. And this year, God's going to challenge you to trust him in certain areas. And I'm just going to say it with love, but enjoy each step. And small steps lead to big things. How about this one? This is a good one. You are never too old to take a baby step. All my older crowd, I'm part of it too. Over the hill, I'm over 40. Come on now, amen. And you're never too old to take baby steps in an area. Don't feel like, man, it's too late for me. No, it's not too late. Caleb was 82, the Bible says, when he said, give me my mountain. 82 years old. He was like, man, God ain't done. He was like, I want what you promised me, God. Some of you, you're not retired. You're going to refire. Let's go. Come on, somebody. Hey, I'll take three claps. That's all right. Hey, man, you're like, nah, I'm done. Some of you are trying to have that retirement mentality too soon. It's just too soon. You're giving up when God's like, I'm about to do my best work in your life. I'm getting ready to pull off my greatest work at this season of your life. God's like, you already think, I'd say, I'm too old, my time is over, I ruined my 20s. And if you're a teenager, think your life's over, come on. Because this stuff will come even like, they're like, it's over, I'll never meet anybody else. You're 14. You're going to be all right. You know, you're going to be all right, you know. But the sad part is we get that mentality, we think like, I'm over, it's it. God's like, are you kidding me? I used Caleb when he was 82 years old. The Bible says Abraham didn't have Isaac, his promised child, because he was in his hundreds. God is not done yet. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but God is not done yet. God still has some moves on the table. Don't let the devil say checkmate on you. You say, God, use what I got and watch God multiply it, because he wants to expand what you think is possible. Say, God, order my steps. But you got to trust him. You got to trust him. Lord, I'm going to be obedient. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of steps, right? The first step, you get saved. Then you need to get baptized, right? And then after you get baptized, right, you want to start serving. You want to start, you know, living a life of generosity. After that, you want to start getting a church, be planted. It's a kingdom of steps. And if you've done all those steps, well, what's the next thing? God will speak to you. What's the next thing? I want you to obey me. And he's a God that leads you. And I want to be very practical today, okay? I love preaching big, and I want to give you big vision. But I want to bring it down to like to the minute. What's the next step God's asking you to take? That's how you're going to stretch, right? That's how it's going to happen. Okay. Man, Lord, help me. Yeah, let's read this one. Numbers chapter 33, verse 1 and 2. There was a time God was leading the nation of Israel out of bondage, out of Egypt's stronghold, into the promised land. And God told Moses to write this down. I want to read it to you here. Numbers chapter 33, verse 1, and then we'll go to verse 2. It says, here are the stages. Someone say stages. In the journey of the Israelites when they came out of Egypt by divisions under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. It says, at the Lord's command. Whose command? The Lord's, right? At the Lord's command, Moses recorded the stages in their journey. And he says, and this is their journey by stages. If you read the rest of the chapter, he starts going through all the steps that they took to go from Egypt all the way to their promised land. And this was a point that God was saying, I didn't lead them out of their past in one step. It was in stages. It was in stages. It was in steps. And I think sometimes we can be, our faith can get frustrated because we feel, well, God, I don't feel like I'm at the step or the stage I should be at by now. But I want to tell you, God works in stages and steps. And he led Israel in steps and stages. And I don't know what stage you're in right now. You might be like, well, I'm in a frustrated stage. Okay, that's good. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that frustrated stage you're in right now. What is God speaking to you in that frustrated stage? Like, what is he really working on? Is he really frustrating you? Is he really trying to get you to trust him more? Maybe you're in a confused stage. I just feel a little confusion right now. Okay, let's identify the stage you're at. but let's not go back to Egypt. Let's not go back to who he used to be. Let's identify this, because remember, he led him in stages. But what happens is we let one stage or one season determine the rest of our lives. But this is, listen to me, this is not the season to give up in the stage that you're in. This is the season to identify the stage. You might be in a wilderness moment, but I'm telling you what, it's the same distance to go backwards than to go forward. I don't know who I'm talking to. It's the same distance to go that way. And you know what? I might as well keep plugging forward, because one thing's for sure, I ain't going back to who I used to be. Come on, who am I talking to this morning? I'm going to go forward. Identify the stage and say, this is where God is working on me right now. One step at a time. Say 1% better. If you work on getting 1% better every day, every year you'll be 360% better than you were last year. So this year you have a 360% opportunity to be better than you were last year. Just 1%, 1% better. Every day, say 1% better. God, make me 1% better. One step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time, 1% better. Marathon runners, pray for them. I don't know why they do those things. Just kidding, amen. I'm just joking, that's a great goal. Maybe one day I'll do it in heaven. So, marathon, just kidding. How do they run it? One step at a time. One step at a time, just one step at a time. How you gonna get to be the person God called you to be? One step at a time. How are you going to get to the full potential? Lengthen. I just want to be practical today. One step. Scripture says in Psalms 101, 19, 105. I'm just going to get this into your spirit. It says, your word is a what? A lamp unto what? And a light to where? But what is it a lamp to first? Your what? Your foot. It's your foot, right? It's a light. It's a light for your feet. But it's for your feet first, then the path. And oftentimes, we want God to shed light only on the 10-year. But God's like, let me shed light on your next step. Right here, your next step. It's a light unto your feet. And you need to pray and apply what that is. Is it a forgiveness thing? Is it a bitterness thing? Is it a baptism thing? Is it a connect group thing? Is it a, what is it that God is working on you today? Because I know as you continue, God will continue to grow it and what is called for your life. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 and 18. Watch what the scripture says here. It says, when Pharaoh finally let the people go, someone say finally. Finally let the people go. It says, God did not lead them, watch this here, along the main road that runs through Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route. Did you listen to what the Bible just said? God did not take them the shortest route to get to the promised land. Now stop right there. Let's just have some fun with that real quick. You're like, God, I want the fastest way to get where I need to be. God's like, great, I'm not taking you the fastest way. Even though you know a faster way, God's like, I'm not taking you the shortest route. Well, why? I want you to read why. This is what he says. Watch this. Yeah, check it out. He says, God said, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt, their old life. So God, watch verse 18, it gets gooder. So God led them in a roundabout way through the wilderness towards the Red Sea. Thus the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle. Okay, God gave us a nugget right here. He gave us like a gem. He's like, I didn't take them the shorter route because they weren't ready for that battle, that intensity, that short of time. I took them a longer way. Some of you are not going to receive this message. He says, I took them a little longer way because the longer way, they just were ready. They were like more confident. I was able to put some deeper things inside of them. And maybe you're at a frustrated season and you're saying, God, but why am I not expanded? I want you to trust God's route, God's timing, God's presence, God's desire, that his timing is perfect. God is never late. He's never early. He's just on time. So don't get frustrated. Don't get frustrated. Because you might say, well, I know a faster way, God. God's like, I know. You don't think I know the faster way? You think God's like, oh, you know a faster way. Oh, can you share that with me? God's like, of course he knows a faster way. But he says, I don't want to take that way. Would you trust him in those steps? That is the difference in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Now, here's what we're going to do. Because in order to take a step, you got to be willing to step up. In order to take a step, you got to be willing to step up. There's a story in the Bible where the Bible says that the king made a decree where whenever the music played, everybody had to bow down to a false god. He had to bow down and worship. And a couple of on fire believers were like, well, when that plays, we only serve God. When that music plays, we're not bowing down. Bow chicken, wow, wow. We ain't doing that. We ain't bowing down to that sin. When that music plays, I ain't bowing down to my flesh. I ain't bowing down to my bad attitude. I'm not bowing down to my anger. I'm not bowing down to my sinful desires. Come on, somebody. Because the devil knows how to play the music for you. You're like, ooh. The old you starts to come up. Come on. Come on, holy people. Not me, Pastor. I have a halo sitting on top of your horns. Just joking. All of us have a flesh to deal with. You can blame the devil. The devil. It wasn't the devil. It was your flesh. Oh, it's good preaching now. Come on now. The devil. It was your flesh. Don't blame the devil. It was your flesh. It was your bad attitude. Okay? It wasn't the devil. I'm happy. I love you. Okay? Okay? That was your desire. You want it. And he knows what tune to play to get your flesh moving. Okay? To get the lust moving in your life. And when that music plays, you got a decision to make. Am I going to bow down? Or am I going to step up? The Bible says everybody else bowed. They were like, I ain't bowing down. I'm going to step up. And I believe in this generation, we need men to step up. Come on, somebody. I said we need men. Men of God to step up. In this generation, we need men that are going to step up to integrity. Men that are going to step up and be the prayer warrior. Men that are not just going to be beast mode, they're going to be priest mode. Come on, somebody. They're going to be the priests of their home. I'm a beast. You need to be the priest of your home, right? We need women that are not going to just, you know, bow down to the world's picture, but you're going to be a woman of God. You're going to step up. I said, you're going to step up. You're going to level up and be a woman of freedom, a fiercely feminine woman. Come on, Pastor Marie. You're going to step up. I'm not going to do it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray. And I'm going to challenge you to do the first thing you need to do in order to take a step. You need to step up. Because it's hard to take a step when you're laying down on the floor. When life knocks you down, you're like, I don't want to take a step. I think I'm just going to take a nap. You need to step up and you're ready to take a step. I want you to bow your heads. Father in heaven, across all our campuses, we're going to do. And do something prophetic right now. This is a prophetic action. We are doing something to signify a spiritual action. My third point was step forward and stretch out for those type A personalities. I need my third point or I will not be able to sleep tonight. Step forward and stretch out. Every head is bowed. When I count to three, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to step up and you're going to stand up on your feet. Not yet, but I want you to think right now where in your life God's calling you to step up. Where in your life God's calling you to step up to the plate. Have you been too afraid to strike out that you just haven't even stepped up to the plate? That I don't know what caused you just to stop swinging in this thing called your relationship with God or to stop swinging in your life. I'm challenging you today to step up. Step up to the plate. Step up. Step up and be the man that God is telling you to be in your home. Step up and face that generational Goliath that has taken out other men in your family, but it's not going to take you out because you're going to step up. Step up to the plate. Step up in this season. It's the season of step up. I prophesy it is the season of step up. It's not the season of stepping back. It's not the season of staying down. It's the season of stepping up. Men, we need men to step up and give young men a better version of what it is to be spiritual and successful. We need men that have conviction, men that are dying to themselves and are showing young boys and young men that we ain't gonna be those type of men anymore. We're gonna be men of God's word. Are gonna step up at home, not just step up in the corporate world. I pray you succeed in your business. I pray you succeed and you close more sales you ever done this year. I pray God blesses you, your investments take off. But let me tell you something. if you're not winning at home, you're not winning. God's not going to look at your success of your sales. He's going to say, did you win at home? Did you win in being a man of God? Did you win being that covering? And I think some of us, we have to redefine what success is, because we're putting our identity and our effort instead of our identity in our heart and our home. So Father, I pray right now that we'd step up at home, Father. We'd step up, be that father, be that husband, be that man, that single man. Step up, be different. You're going to get persecuted too. Let me build up some men real quick. You're going to get persecuted when you step up. Trust me. Oh, yeah. But you step up. We need women that are going to step up. Where's God speaking you to step up, woman of God? Where is He asking you to level up? Where have you been allowing the enemy, the serpent, to speak to you in your garden? What has He been whispering in your ear that has caused you to think that what God has given you is not enough? Holy Spirit, move in this moment. Step up, and matter of fact, and step on his head too, on the devil's head, amen? With your high heel, go ahead, stab him, I don't care, amen? Where is God asking you to step up, women of God? Where have you been listening to his lies? Has he been deceiving you? That he's caused you to second guess what God has put inside of you? It's a season of step up. We're gonna lengthen our cords, but I'm telling you, the way I felt God speaking to me to tell our church fam is you're gonna have to take that step up and then take that step. So when I count to three, we're gonna do this prophetically. We're gonna step up on our feet, and I believe it's just gonna be something that from this day forward, that whatever has caused us to fall, the Bible says a righteous man or woman may fall seven times, but they get back up. This is your get back up season. So Father, we thank you for this. Ready one, ready two, ready three. Come on, let's step up. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's step up. Yeah. Come on, let's sing this out.
Thanks so much for watching our service at Freedom House OC. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It's always my honor, my wife's honor to bring you God's word. And I know that God's best is in your future. Make sure to share, click the bell icon so you're always up to date when new content comes out, because we want to be a blessing to your life. We want this channel to be a channel that feeds your future and leads you closer to God. Hey, we love you. God bless.